Whatever you do is absolute. Krishna is strong. Krishna is the aggressor. He says wrong, he's right. What was right is right. I need to keep this. If he moves it, I think it will push out of my hand so I can do it. Most of the car in the car. Realistic. Candy.
Your prakarma now today is successful?
Very successful.
Yes.
Very. But it was so hot day.
Hot.
Is that, is it was some problem for you?
No.
No. No problem? You can do like this? Tomorrow? We will go in morning, just like today, and we can return about 2 or 3 here, some more, and we will take bath, our breakfast at about 10 on the bank of Yamuna, on Brahman Ghat. When Krishna took some earth in his mouth and saw just Yashoda Devi all from behind there. So we will go there anyone kind. Like we can take bath there also. It is somewhat laborious thing, somewhat suffering, but yet we have to be suffer. But we will get something gain in Paramatma. To have the Krishna prema, that is not ordinary and easy. So we'll have to do something. We'll have to suffer something. Otherwise, we can't. I heard that someone has kept their bits, feet back here, there, and someone has changed their decking. Can you tell that whose feet back has been changed? So, don't want to cold, and to have some water,
I've been trying.
Don't need water. It will. I will have cold.
So,
who went down the Champaklata room and changed. Tomorrow, yesterday also I heard some complaint that anyone has taken. If it is changed, if anything, anything goes here and there, hope, brain, may I see? Well, I will punish. I will punish him. And I will take a pusha from all devotees. Pose. This is? This is something? Very simple. And this is? Then I will take a mahotsav for this thing.
One go.
And hold this in. Who is the master of this?
Master.
Anything is changed, anything is lost, anything is received, new, then tell me. Or nothing, or not any of them. And this should be corrected.
Returned.
Returned.
When we can bring this prasad, I spread out my child to you.
Yes. You can hear, anyone can hear. And then you should declare that this has been lost, this has been changed. Anything you...
Lost my counterpart. I've lost Krishna.
Hey, hold this.
Start selling them.
Take anyone? Then they can come.
Okay. I need four. If you get a door, you'll take it.
That's all.
Okay.
Yours? Huh?
No.
What? You certain father. If it is yours, you can take. Otherwise, this shall be kicked off. So, anything you want to. You will time with time, you get anything. I can't swim.
I got some pair of shoes this morning, pair of brown shoes. Staircase
out. So,
pair of brown shoes disappeared.
Oh, you'll never brown shoes. From quit school, I think.
Mathura. Mathura is a big business for this.
Oh, yeah.
They all come and they see that it is gold one, they take it and give it in. Thief market.
Black market.
So you should keep your shoes, your luggage very carefully. And don't make me worry for this. Try to surakshit apne aap rakhe. You should try to take care of all of it. Especially your money. It may be that some thief and pickpockets can follow you and they can take in a moment. So your passports, your if it meant money, keep it very careful. I think that your passport and other papers should not be taken out in our parikrama. You can remit here to anyone. So be careful. Tomorrow we will go to, in the morning, we will go to Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Matban, Mansarovar, Belban, Mahaban, Gokul, Brahmandagar, Rabal, so many. And we will explain the pastimes of Krishna there. After that, they will give rest for three or four days. Yeah. Then, on 5th, we may go another place. Today, we went first to Talman. We explained the Harikatha there. After that, we came to Madhuban. In Madhuban, we told the pastimes of Ramchandra. Shatrughna ji, he killed Lavanasura. And he made this city Mathura, established Mathura city. Also, we told the story of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. It was done in Mathura. Also, we told that the pastimes of Krishna, how he was there, and also how Bhagavan came and became black. He was of golden color. Also, we told the story of Dhruva and how he did austerities and Bhagavata Aradhana and how he took the darshan of Narayana. When he took the darshan of Narayana, and Narayana finished giving his benediction that he will be the king of whole world, then he began to weep. Because he had the benediction, only he will get kingdom, worldly things. He could not pray at a prayer that your bhakti should come out. So he was cheated. So even Bhagavat Aradhana, Bhagavat Bhakti, we are doing. And we are thinking to have any benefit, worldly benefit, like wife, wealth and reputation and everything. Krishna easily can be and cheated. If you are chanting Hari name, we are doing bhakti, we are doing parikrama. But if there is any worldly desire, then everything will be spoiled. So only we should pray Krishna, Vrindavan, all the places of pilgrims, that we want to serve you, we want to serve your beloved Srimati Radhika. We don't want anything. Even Vaikuntha, even not Dwarka, even not Mathura, anything. Then we came to for Kumudvan, and I told this story in very brief, where Krishna used to play in that forest. In the ponds and cones, there were so much
lilies.
Kumud flower.
Lilies.
Lily flower. The water was so pure that all the cows, all the friends, they used to take water and drink. And they used to take bath and used to play so many pastimes. After the rain, you went to Bahulavan. I think that you have heard the story, what he narrated there. You remember what he told? You should know that there are two pastimes. One of the sakhis of gopis, whose name was Bahula, he said that he is the wife of Krishna, but not wife, but sakhi. He used to live there, so beautiful, sweet and so qualified. She wanted to take darshan of Krishna. He was so feeling so much separation that once Krishna left all the gopis, and alone he went there and made that Bahula Sakhi. Then he was so much glad to see Krishna. Then he prayed that, "I want to serve your most beloved gopis. I want to serve them. So please give me permission that I may serve forever all the gopis." So this is called Bahula Bhakti. Another story you have perhaps heard that there is very most beloved cow of Krishna. She used to live there. After the pastimes of Krishna, when Krishna entered into his aprakrit lila, once that cow was grazing, and in that Krishna kunda, he went to drink water. At first, a very ferocious tiger or lion attacked her. She began to wait and told, "I promise you that there is my very little child. I want that he should give up me, and I will go and I will give the milk to that my boy, and then I will return to you." He told that, "I can never give up. If you go and you will not come," she promised that, "I must return." Then he left and she went there. She was a Brahmin's cow. So he began to weep when he went to meet with his cow. She told that he used to drink so much water, milk, as you can, because this is the last day of your taking milk. Because I promised to a lawyer that I will return to him and he will keep me. He told that I will not take the milk. I will go there. This would be in the studio of you and go. Anyhow, Brahmin, the master of cows, heard this news. And he told that, "Oh, don't you go, I will go. Because you are my cow, I am your master. So first I should be taken. I will be good. I am going there and he will take me. And after she takes me. So please, you should be here. Leave your cow." She told that, "No, I will have to go." So that cow with his cow went there, and also that Brahmin also went there. When they went there, the lion became so happy that, "I wanted to only take only one cow, but now I am seeing that a new cow, And also Brahman is here. I will eat them to my full stomach. And when the apples attack them to take to mark, to kill them at first, how pray for Krishna, oh Lord Krishna, set me. At first Krishna came in Chaturbhuj Swarup and with the chakra they killed that lion. In remembrance of this story, in that mandir, by the side of that pond, Sun Krishna. You have seen that there is a lion, there is a Brahmin, cow and calf. So if anyone takes the center of Krishna, and sincerely he will call Krishna, he will attend at here and solve all the things. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, it was a very beautiful forest. Creepers rolling
surrounding
the trees with so much flowers, fragrant flowers, birds. So much blossom there, blooming. Bees are humming. So many deer were jumping here and there. Cockatoos were singing, Radhe Radhe. Peacocks were dancing. Each tree is sook and shari. He and she parrots on the separate branches were sitting, and they were telling, one was telling, Radhe, Shari, she parrot, and he parrot, Krishna. Very beautiful. And telling each other, Sheeper advice, telling, my Radha is superior than Krishna. And he parrot was denying and telling that Sri Krishna is more superior than Srimati Radhika. Radha is subordinate with Krishna, and Sheeper advice telling, no, Krishna is subordinate to my Aradha Devi Srimati Radhika. Parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful. She parrot told, answered, he is beautiful, but when he is with Radha, otherwise he is not one. Not beautiful. He is only black. But when Srimati Radhika is there, and the reflection of Srimati Radhika's color comes on the Krishna, and he, Krishna, is so beautiful, Manmatha and Manmatha. Otherwise, he is Madan Mohan, Madan Mohita. Then he paratoled, Krishna is decorated with peacock's feather. Yes, you know why? Because my Ishwari name Radha is written on that. In peacock feather. You will see that the name of Radhe it is written on that. So Krishna is taking on this. Then he parent told that Krishna is so beautiful and his the mukut of Krishna crown. Having the peacock feather is bending towards, bending, and Krishna is looking so beautiful. Then she told, you know why? Because that crown with peacock feather is inclined towards Srimati Radhika to touch the feet of Radhika. Then he parrot told Krishna sound and his beautiful swar, sound of float is so melodious. Then she parrot told that if Krishna, Radhika sings in seventh tune, then Krishna float and Krishna voice becomes so low. So they were quarreling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing all these things, tears were coming to King Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was trembling. He was weeping. At once he saw that she parrot and he parrot, they came together on the same branch and they told that we should try to compromise. He parrot told. Then she parrot was agreed. Yes, we should not parrot among us. We should have compromise. Then what compromise? She parrot asked her, but type of a compromise you want? Ajay, you should tell, I will be agree. Then they agreed that both are beautiful, if they are together. But anyhow, Srimati Radhika is bored. Hey, what? He told, yes, I agree. I agree. Then compromise was. At once he came and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was waving, trembling, and calling, oh Krishna, praise Guru Vaidya. The dear thing that it is my previous Krishna. She at once came with her husband and began to chatne laga Krishna Mahaprabhu ka ang. Began to licking. Some birds came, sheep and parrots. They sat on the soldier of Chaitanya. On the shoulder of and singing melodiously. Peacocks came and surrounded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They thought that he had changed his color, but his same Krishna. She began to do keka, they began to shout and dance. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there already. And hearing all these things, she fell flat on the earth and began to roll, oh Krishna Pairivarya. So this place is what place? Bahulava. I think they had told all these stories there.
No, not like you. Summarize.
What?
There was also Rasa Stalik, some Adi Rasa, and
It may be that it was the very sacred, secret place, heavy jungles, and Krishna had through there and calling all the gopis. It may be us. But anyhow, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all our books have written by like this. Krishna Das Kaviraj Bhaktamrita also has written like this. There are so many villages where we could not go because the bus cannot go there. But there are so many villages. All the villages have the same name as we left one village. Perhaps you have passed through that. But Chattikara. Heard that?
Yes.
Chattikara. In the way, when you move towards Baudhavan, from Mathura going, after Vrindavan Road, Chattikara. Chattikara means Chattikara. Tik Shabda. There is a Shabda Tik in Hindi. Tikana. Tikana means to. To stay there. Krishna and Baldev with his father and mother, when they were at the age of 3.5, all the gopis left and gopis left gop and gopis left Gokul Mahabandhu and they came to this Vrindavan and stayed for about 4-5 years there. And from there, Krishna used to do cow herd, cow grazing. Kali Nag, you know, demon, Kaliya demon. Krishna danda diya usko. Krishna punished him from there. Rasa was also from there, Krishna used to come. Vrindavan was not a place of staying there, not like a village, but it was a very big forest where Bansi Bhatt and the Seva Kunja, Nidhuban, all these places. He used to come to play with Sakha and with Sakhi, not a staying there, no village at all. Village was Chattikara. And after, at that time, there is a place, Ral, near Bahulavan, Ral, where Raval, the father of Srimati Radhika, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, with his all family and also with Srimati Radhika, I used to live there near to Chattikara. We have not done, but we are doing pranam from here. From there they used to go to Radha Kunda, Sutra Kunda and all other places. We have crossed anywhere, passed through that village, Gatiha. Gatiha means the place where Dantabhadra came and attacked Mathura and he was killed by Krishna. That place. And after that Krishna went to Gokul and he took all the gop and gopis and entered in Aprakat Prajalila. And his one manifestation, Dwarkanath, went to Dwarka. And after that he also left Dwarka and he entered in Golok with all his associates. So Gatiha. There is a village named Maghara, Maghera. What is called Maghera? Maghera. when Krishna and Baldev Prabhu were taken by Akrur to Mathura, all Gopa and Gopi were telling so much separation. The band began to wait loudly, so loudly. They told that we will never return to our homes. We will die here until Krishna comes. And they waited there and cried there. And they were saying that when Krishna comes, always seeing towards Krishna, when he will come towards Mathura. Because at that time Krishna was here. Having so much separation, always waiting. They were watching for Krishna. So this place is Madhya. There is also places, Shantanu Kunda. We will go to Govardhan through that pathway. Shantanu Kunda. You know Shantanu, who was Shantanu? The father of Bhishma Pitama.
Aradhana of Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna. So there is a Madhuri Kunda. So Krishna with all the gopis played on the sound, played on beautiful sound of. And everything there was so madhur, so sweet. So this is called
Madhuri Kunda. Now you should do pranam to all the places that they should manifest their mercy in our heart. So really we can, so they should really have Krishna prem by their the dust of their wishes.
So I will try to control you. Then it has no bone. It has no backbone. She can go like this. She can go like this. Sometimes here. Sometimes up. Sometimes here. is so cooking. She can hold any bag here and there. And they do all kinds of evils. Don't try to do job as an angel of friends or based on anyone. In joking, we may do anything to anyone. We can joke to our good way, voice no. Sometimes. It may be obvious. By joking, sometimes offense are made. And after that, you will. So don't try to joke to anyone. Especially, let it be noticed, should not joke with any. Most should not joke with. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to state me. This tongue can do anything. You know, perhaps, Ramchandra Bhat in Dandakaranya, following the promise of his father. Ram, Lakshman and Sita were there in Panchavati of Dandakaranya. Understand? Once Ram sent marriage in the shape of golden ear. Sita was shocked. She prayed her husband that I want to have this golden ear. I have never saw any deer like this. So I want. And if it is not
alive,
anyhow, I want his
skin.
I will give it to Bharat or Kaikeyi. Ramchand, Lakshman knows that I have doubt in this. Any deer cannot be like so beautiful. Anything I see that there is something, shayantra, conspiracy in this. So I am not, I have no
belief.
Faith on this.
Belief.
Anything of me. Haram, so that don't care, don't doubt. I am going, you should protect Sita here. Anyhow, I am praying, whether in life or whether he is dead, I am shortly and he passed away. Dear went far away, and then Ram shot
arrow,
and he was dying, then he became demon in the shape of and told, in the same form and same
voice.
Like Ramachandra. Oh Lakhan, oh Lakhan. The sound came in the ear of Sitaji. And Sitaji was so much worried for this. Oh Ramachandra. Anyhow, he is attacked by any demon. And so he has called Lakshman. He told Lakshman, at once go to save your brother. I am so worried for this. Lakshman told that, don't be worried. I know Ram. Anyone cannot attack. And anyone cannot do anything of Ram. So, he brings here. But Sita told that, no. You should go back and say, he died. Because he has called like dying words. Lakshman told, don't worry. I will not go because Ram has told me to protect you. I am here to protect you. Sita told, oh, you want to marry me? Ram should be killed and you will be my husband. It cannot be.
I will die by poison or I will burn myself in fire, but I cannot live with you. I know that you are a CID of Bharat and Kaikeyi. Then, Lakshman became so worried. Why he is telling so? He could not bear. Because this I don't know what is written. And repeatedly he was telling. And he began to wait. That I know that you are a very cruel person. And you have come to cheat Ram. You have come to murder Ram. I can bear this. And began to let me go. I don't know what will be the result. I'm going, but one thing I'm doing, I'm giving a
life
protection line. And he also can cross this line in any way. And same, he went home. So he did some fall to Lakshman. Lakshman was one day to me. He had no lust. But she told, because she was Maya Sita, not original Sita. And that is why he has done offense. Because he abused Lakshmi. So, for this, Lakshman went and suddenly Raman came and